The board was founded in December, and we did the application for the 501c3. And our board, it's six members. So I've got four Bartlesville Police Department, a Bartlesville Fire, and then also a Dewey Fire. Really, all of our board members are first responders except myself. Day job, I'm the director of child nutrition, but it just makes it where our mission is to aid in the life-saving capabilities of our first responders, and not just Bartlesville, not just Washington County. The goal is to slowly grow and really assist all of our departments across the nation. But we're going to start small. The biggest thing is that we're really targeting the rural fire departments and police stations, because a lot of those are dealing with reserve or volunteer firefighters or officers, and with that comes that they're paying for stuff out of their own pocket. So that's kind of our mission, is to aid in the life-saving capabilities of our first responders. Right now our current goal is providing tourniquets. Our goal is 300 tourniquets and holsters. And those specific devices are for police officers or deputies, because that tourniquet's something that goes on their duty belt. Mm-hmm. And firefighters, ambulance, they don't really wear duty belts. And so that particular item is specifically for police, because we don't want them having to, hey, I come across somebody, like in Stillwater, they had an officer that came across somebody that was about to bleed out. And if they needed to run back to their vehicle, get the tourniquet, and then run back, you know, as one of my board members the other day told Channel 6, you know, they're in the business of seconds, not minutes. And so those seconds could have meant the difference of life and death for that young man.
Right.
So the goal is that they would then have the tourniquet on them. They pull it out of the holster. They apply the tourniquet to the individual, and they save their life. Learned from Sheriff Owens that recently one of his deputies utilized a tourniquet to save a life of somebody. So they're actively, I mean, just in the last month, I've seen three or four different stories of police or deputies or even highway patrol utilizing tourniquets to save lives. So that's why we picked those. It's just kind of an easy first go, just a first opportunity to physically hand something to our local law enforcement and say, hey, we care about you, but it's something that's going to save a life. And it could be their life or a citizen's life, any life at all, even a canine's life. It could be, you know, could be utilized. So we're at about 120 tourniquets. So Bartlesville Police, we've covered all of their officers that are interested in one. And then Sheriff, we're rounding out and finishing that one. So now the next thing is that we've got a commitment from a local organization for so we can get Dewey and all of their officers covered. And then we'll start hitting Nowata, Copan, you know, everywhere around us. And then same thing, we'll just kind of slowly branch out. But the goal of the nonprofit is anything life-saving, from training, from equipment, even just support, you know, because our first responders see a lot in their daily, you know, daily duties. And so we want to make sure that they understand, hey, we see you, we care about you. And we're going to make sure that we're giving you tools that will help you aid in your life-saving capabilities.
And you guys obviously have plenty of ways that people can help you with these tourniquet donations as well. People are listening to us or watching us on Facebook. How can they go about doing that?
Sure. So we've got our website, which is projecttribute.com. And on there, there's a donate button, and you go through, and it's a secure payment method. We've also set up Venmo and PayPal. Venmo and PayPal, it's the email address is projecttributefoundation@gmail.com. And then Facebook fundraiser, we've had a lot of first responders, if they're running, hey, it's my birthday, you can actually search and find us in there, Project Tribute Foundation. And that's been one of our most successful fundraisers. We've earned just shy of about $2,000 through Facebook. The nice thing about that one is that they give 100% of your funds to the organization you're donating to, versus Venmo and PayPal take a little bit of a percentage. And then additionally, we've got our PO box set up where you go on our website and you can just mail us a check. So we've got lots of different ways. And then we're new. And so we've got to build that trust with folks. And so there's also, if you go on our website, projecttribute.com, you can actually send us a tourniquet. It's you click it goes to Amazon, and you're paying through Amazon's payment system, and you can select to mail it to you and you bring it to us, or you can select to ship that device over to our PO box. And then pretty well, I'm checking that box every day, and as things arrive, I'm meeting with an officer or a deputy immediately to get those into the field. And so I I was laughing that I wanted to bring one to show you, but I'm handing them out so quickly that once they arrive, they're in the field. So I don't have one to show you. So sorry.
Well, maybe you'll need to come on again and you could show us one.
Yeah, happily. But yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting to know just in our area, that device has saved lives. I went to Arkansas a couple weeks back, and then you all did the story on that where one of their officers was shot multiple times and his partner had tourniquet on him, and the officer, and so they were able to save that officer's life by the utilization of tourniquets. It's such a simple device, but it, I mean, time and time again, I can think of five or six lives in the last month that have been saved. And that's what we're after. It's just making sure that we're doing anything that will save a life.
And you were talking about a commitment from a local organization so you could provide tourniquets to Dewey. Do you know how many tourniquets will be provided yet?
I spoke with them just the other day, and I feel like right now they're at 10 officers, and it's, I think we're going to be able to cover all 10 officers with that commitment and then some other life-saving gear. With the fire department, we've been working with them, and I've met several times with the local fire department, and they've brought some other people, and we've created this mass casualty bag that has the ability to, it's got quick clot and tourniquets and a whole bunch of stuff, and so that's going to be our next initiative. So I think Dewey will actually probably be one of the first recipients of that, because there's going to be excess once we buy the tourniquets that we'll probably be able to give them one of those bags as well.
Okay, and you're going to start the bags right when you start the donation for Dewey?
Yeah, so the bags will kind of launch on that day, and the goal is we'll complete the tourniquets, the 300, and then we will start the bags. And we're looking, it's probably about $15,000 is what we're going to try to raise to get 25 bags. And what those are is that we can put one in every fire engine in Bartlesville, shift supervisors or deputies, and then same thing, give extras for the surrounding communities around us as well. Because if something like a tornado comes through, it's a beautiful thing of especially Bartlesville, but you see that in this area that all departments show up. We've had several tragedies lately of local first responders pass, and you see everybody shows up in support. And that happens in the worst of times, but that happens during disasters as well. They all train together. If you ever see Sheriff Owen and Chief Rolls, they work together. And then same thing with all the firefighter chiefs and the ambulance. All these departments are intertwined with each other, and they know each other very, very well. And so it's such a beautiful thing to see that first responder community. And so our goal is to give things that go to all of them. The other big thing to me is that all of your funds go out into the field. I'm a volunteer. All of my board, they've got day jobs. We are creating a retail store on our website to where we're going to be selling shirts. Cunningham Graphics is printing them right now, so those should be launching in the next couple weeks. But the proceeds of the shirts is how we will fund the mailbox and our website and to pay for our expenses. That way, if you give us a dollar, we're putting a dollar into purchasing something to save a life. Additionally, since we're a nonprofit, anything excess over out of our costs, we then take that excess from that shirt sale and put it into whatever the initiative of the time is. So you buy a shirt, let's say for $20. Right now our cost is minimal, so two of that 20 goes to paying the website and the mailbox. The other 18 is buying tourniquets or buying first aid bags. Because again, we don't have any salaries, we don't have any cost. And so that's the really big thing to us is that if you look at other big nonprofits, a lot of your money is being kept for their operating cost. In our lifetime, we don't want to keep any of that. We'll use our retail store to pay for all of that. And again, it's going to be on projecttribute.com. You can see a little icon that says coming soon, and hopefully to launch that in the next couple of weeks.
I see you're wearing one of your shirts there.
Yeah, this is actually one of our first kind of prototypes. We changed the logo since then, and I've got a closet full of shirts that will never see the light of day other than on me or my board members. But yeah, that's kind of what we want to do is kind of create that store to where we can use all funds towards that to really save a life and to help our first responders.
You've mentioned your board quite a few times, and you mentioned how many on the board or from which departments, but do you want to care to elaborate who they are?
Sure. So I've got our treasurer is Tyler Lee, and he's actually a financial crimes investigator. So yeah, that's pretty cool that's our guy handling the money is really making sure we're doing it right.
Yeah.
And then our vice president is Chris Neal. He's one of the shift supervisors for Bartlesville Police. And then I've got Brett Michelon. He's also an investigator with Bartlesville Police. And then Sierra Alvarez, she's one of the patrol patrol officers, sorry. And then we've got Cody Mead, and Cody does all sorts of things for all sorts of departments. He's everywhere.
Cody's always flying by the seat of his pants.
Yes. Cruz is also right there. And
oh yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't met Cruz Mead, that's you need to. He's awesome.
Funny story about Cruz, really quick. I remember one of the first times I talked to him, I was taking a picture of somebody getting an award at a Dewey City Council meeting, and he came up to me and was like, "Would you like me to take the picture so you can get in it?"
Yep.
Very, very polite, but I was like, "No, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm taking a picture for a news story." I think he understood.
Yeah, I was in a meeting at one of the schools, and it was superintendent and all the big wigs, and I see Cruz, and he just walks up to this group of adults and fist bumps me, and without a word, just walks away. I was like, coolest kid I've ever met. Yeah, yeah. He's awesome. And then we've also got Justin Miller with the Bartlesville Fire Department. And Justin's actually, this weekend, he's traveling to a convention for firefighters where they go get extra training and that kind of stuff. And so he's going to help network with the smaller departments while he's there. Again, just to have an expert, a firefighter, talk with firefighters about, hey, we're here for you. Same thing with the police department. Having an officer say, this is legit.
And we are just seconds away from getting you to a Bruin Buzz. We've been talking with John Beckloff, the executive director of Project Tribute Foundation, also the executive director of Bartlesville Child Nutrition. If you don't know much about them, they do excellent job feeding our children here in the Bartlesville area. Sir, with the seconds that we have left, is there anything else you want to add about Project Tribute?
No, just keep an eye on we've got our Facebook page, Project Tribute Foundation, and then our website again is the www.projecttribute.com. So come check us out.
Do so indeed. It's 9:46. That was a community connection. Sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Time for Bruin Buzz on a Friday morning. Evan Farbaugh.